The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 4, Scene 2. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And Susie Hobbenstock from the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
And we've got a lot to cover today, so we're going to jump right in, starting with The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, a show at Virginia Rep through October 14th. A teenager on the autism spectrum sets out to find who killed his neighbor's dog and discovers much more.
I really enjoyed the production. I had seen it before in one of the really spectacular tech original productions, the touring company.
I saw that in New York that way.
This was the touring company in D.C., and this was sort of a scaled-down version of that. It was kind of techy and made good use of that. But more than that, I think we had some really, really nice performances. I certainly enjoyed Emily Faith Thompson as Siobhan, Lane Satterfield, and Joe Pabst as the parents did great jobs. Everybody in the supporting cast, all the people that played multiple characters, just great.
I agree. I thought that it was a wonderful collection of actors on stage together, and I really thought that Michael Minocchio, I'm not quite sure how we say his name.
Neither are we.
I thought he did a really great job in capturing the nuances of the speech and behavior patterns of someone on the autistic spectrum. It made it so realistic.
I pretty much agree with all that. And Susie, just backing you up, I actually saw it in New York on Broadway. Now, I don't usually compare shows that I see in New York to here, but I came out of that show humming the set, as they say. I didn't even remember the plot. And when I saw it here, I said, oh, that's right. I remembered it. Little bit of it. And obviously it's supposed to reflect the sensory overload that's part of his experiences. Still seems to get in the way a little bit, even though it's probably scripted that way. I'd love to see it in a small space like Firehouse or Theater Lab or Richmond Triangle Players, where it would be about the interaction of the people, because it does, to me, it did seem, even though the tech was pretty flashy, it seemed to get in the way of concentrating on what was happening on stage.
And Michael Minocchio, though I did enjoy his performance very much, did not read like a 15-year-old to me.
Oh, absolutely not.
No,
that's
he didn't.
True. And I just want to mention one other thing, that do not rush out at Curtain Call, because there is a little coda after the Curtain Call where he explains something that he tells you about in the show, and that's kind of a fun moment.
I had a hard time with Nathaniel Shaw's direction of River Diddy a few months ago. Right. And then when I saw this, I began to feel him out as a director, and I think his directing style was similar, but it worked a lot better in this play than it did in River Diddy.
Well, speaking of that, it's interesting because in West Side Story, he often had actors lurking in the sides of the stage, just kind of looking around, and he did that again here, so apparently that's one of his things. I thought he did a nice job of staging and choreographing the whole show, although I still thought that the spectacle was a little distracting from the actual story.
I thought it was sort of a nice middle cut between the super tech thing and a tech-free zone.
Well, see, not ever having seen the higher tech version of it, I didn't find it distracting at all, and I thought it was sufficient.
Okay, we've been talking about The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is playing at Virginia Rep through October 14th. Now we're going to jump over to Richmond Triangle Players, where they are showing The Laramie Project through October 15th. 20 years ago, Matthew Shepard was brutally murdered in a small Wyoming town, and this play is based on interviews with the residents. And I just want to say, especially as a gay man, I kind of feel like it's in my obligation to see this show. I'd never seen it, but I thought this was much more than just that. I thought it was an incredibly excellent production all the way around, and that made it much more effective to me. I thought the ensemble was stellar. There was not a weak link in that. They were all doing several characters, and they gave each character unique qualities, and they brought them to life, and they infused them with emotion.
It was incredibly credible, full of emotion. It's not the kind of piece that you can walk away from without feeling touched by it.
And just to say a word about its importance historically, besides the historical event, it was a real milestone in devised theater and what the Tectonic Theater Group did to create this. And it is such a beautifully realized production. The set by Lucian Restivo just undid me. The motif that's at the center, just
the
incredible.
The fence motif, right?
Yeah.
And of course, he was the director, too.
Yeah.
And he did, I thought, the dynamic staging kept it very interesting. It kept it from ever be boring, but it was very sensitive. You certainly got all the emotion and even some humor, which, of course, made it a little easier
to
swallow.
Absolutely. And every performance was terrific, but Stevie Rice, I don't think it would have been the same show without him.
I think it's the best thing I've ever seen him do.
Oh, absolutely. And I was completely blown away by Cole Metz, who is new to me, who every role that he undertook it was so fully realized, and I think he's really just out of school.
He just graduated from VCU, you're right. Yeah, he was very talented. I noticed him, too. I just want to say, Michael Jarrett, the lighting was beautifully heightened the drama. There were a few miscues on opening night, but I'm sure that'll be worked out. And the costumes, even though they were contemporary, I still felt Sheila Russ made each garment appropriate. They helped tell you who that character was.
I would just add that Scott Wichman, whom we're used to seeing front and center, absolutely submerged himself into that ensemble and was so much a cog in that group. It was tremendous. Right.
It was absolutely phenomenal how each person was able to shine without anybody overpowering anyone else. I mean, you said that it was a cog. It was a well-oiled machine, and every part of it was important.
I agree. So I think we pretty much all say this is a do not miss. This is one of the strong, well, so far, the strongest production of the season so far.
It was a beauty.
So far.
And we've been talking about the Laramie Project, which will be playing at Richmond Triangle Players through October 15th. And now we're going to drive down to Swift Creek Mill Theater for their production of Count Dracula, which will be playing through October 20th. This is the traditional tale of the famous vampire, complete with the anemic heroine, a determined Dr. Van Helsing, and the fly-eating Renfield. Julinda, why don't you start us off on this one?
As they so often do so well this time, they really nail the special effects. There's flying bats and disappearing, and I was sitting in the front row. I tried to see when Dracula was appearing and disappearing. I knew where he was coming from, and I was never able to actually see him get into position. They're so good at that magic.
That's all thanks to Tom Wyeth, of course, the artistic director who did it, who did not direct this, interestingly enough. Mark Costello, who actually worked on the first show at Swift Creek Mill in 1964, was back in town to direct this show. He's been the artistic director at Theater Albany in Georgia for 32 years, and he came back to do this show. I have to say, I think the biggest problem with this is the script. It's just very talky. It tells us so much information about vampires that everybody knows. I think it lacked a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and even the scary stuff, which was kind of effective, which really spread out, so you didn't get a chance to see a lot. And even though they say it's a humorous script, there were very few moments where there were any genuine moments that were funny.
Kerrigan Sullivan got most of those moments.
She did a great job.
I thought she did an excellent job with that.
She did. Horrible dresses she had on, but she did a great job with the role.
For me, it was just too long. I was having a really good time through the whole first act, happy to be with those characters, the funny ones and the ones that were, you know, more grounded. But then there was intermission, and then there was almost another hour. And those characters were not fun enough for me to be with through the whole hour. I did enjoy Jeremy Gershman as Count Dracula. I thought he did a great job. I think some of the more realistic characters, like Jonathan Harker, played by Chandler Hubbard, and Dr. Arthur Seward was played by Mike White. I thought those guys did
a
great
job. Yeah. And of course, we can't leave out Bartley Mullen, who was just wonderfully creepy as Renfield. I thought every time he came on stage, the show got a little goose of energy, which made it a little more bearable.
He did a great job in that role.
So overall, I'm hearing this was kind of an anemic production of Count Dracula.
Yeah, we liked the set. We all liked the set, I think, by Frank Foster.
Right. Did a nice job on that.
Beautifully done wood paneling. Nice, sturdy set.
I will have to say one more thing about the special effects and the magic. One of the things that took me out of the special effects every time is you could hear the smoke machine going, and that really kind of blows the effect of the smoke when you can hear the machine cranking up. I guess a small space like that, they didn't have a choice. So I guess overall we're going to say this may not be the best production the Mill's done lately.
Yeah, but still time to go before Halloween.
There you go. It does run through October 20th, and we're talking about Count Dracula at Swift Creek Mill Theater through the 20th. And one last thing before we go, just wanted to remind you that this Sunday night, the 7th, at 7 p.m., are the annual Artsy Awards, which is the Richmond Theater Critics Circle celebration of excellence in local theater from the last season. There are musical numbers from the 5 nominated musicals and lots of comedy and lots of fun. And it's open to anyone in the community, not just theater folks. So if you'd like to get tickets, there are still a few available. You can call the Virginia Rep box office at 804-282-2620. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And Susie Hobbenstock from the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
And we'll look forward to seeing you at the November Theater for the Artsies.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.